Hi, my name is Jennifer Hancock. I am the founder of Humanist Learning Systems and the author of several books about humanism. And today I want to talk about how to focus your thinking by thinking outside the box. It turns out that creative thinking and critical thinking combine really well to help us solve our problems effectively. They really do. So to me, critical thinking isn't just about focused thinking. It's also about creative thinking. Because in order to solve our problems, sometimes we do need to get creative, but not so creative that we're out in left field. Edgar Mitchell, the astronaut, once told me, I was lucky enough to have lunch with him one day, and he said, never be open-minded, but not so open-minded that your brain falls out. Good advice. And have you ever looked at your brain? It's a big hunk of gushy stuff. It's the tool we use to determine what's moral and what isn't. Thinking isn't easy. It takes practice. It doesn't come naturally to any of us. And we do have to put some effort into it if we're going to do well. So what I want to talk about is a technique I have called the rule of threes. It's how I get myself to both think outside the box and to focus my thinking. Having thought out of the box, now it's time to focus the thinking again so that I can actually do something. And what this rule of three is that I want to think of at least three options. The human brain takes a lot of shortcuts. And one of those shortcuts is dichotomous thinking, thinking of two things. It's either sunny or it's raining, right? No, sometimes it's foggy, sometimes it's sunny and raining at the same time, like it happens a lot in Hawaii. There's never just two options. What am I going to have for dinner? Am I going to eat in or am I going to take out? Or, third option, am I going to have something delivered? There's always three options. And the cool thing about this is it's a way to help yourself brainstorm outside of a brainstorming group. Once you can think of at least three options, you can think of 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's really great to help you think out of the box. The problem is, once you've thought out of the box, you then need to narrow your focus and choose one. And that's very hard to do. If you're juggling 14 different options, you're probably never going to make a decision. And this is where the rule of three comes in again. If you have a whole bunch of options, narrow it down to the three you think are going to give you the best chance of success, and then investigate those and make a choice off of those three. The rule of three both expands your thinking and helps you focus your thinking at the same time, which makes it a totally, fully useful tool. Let's talk more about the brainstorming and thinking outside the box as it relates to critical thinking and problem solving. We all get stuck in ruts. We all have problem solving. We've all been in situations where we've had trouble solving a problem and the things we're doing is not working and we can't figure out how to make it work and fix the problem. We've all been there. It's happened to all of us at some point or another. This is where creative thinking helps us. And by invoking the rule of threes, you can go beyond the I just did this or this and start thinking of the other options. And if you watch advertising, late night advertising for these gizmos and gadgets that they sell, they might have a little piece of plastic to help you, you know, organize your cords for your computer or your stereo or television or whatever. And they always present this as either you get our little piece of plastic or your life is heck and you have a gazillion cords that you can't organize. That's done on purpose because your brain likes these either or situations. Either or questions, it's either good or bad, are very easy to answer. It's either good or bad. But what if it's mostly good or partially bad? How do you make an ethical decision on something that's neither good nor bad, but a little bit of both? That becomes a little bit harder, which is why marketers and politicians never give you nuance. Your job, if you're going to think through to problem solving, is to think of the nuance, to think of those other options. And to do that, you have to think outside of the box. You have to think creatively. If you have a cord problem, do you need this little $5 gadget? Or maybe you can use masking tape, like tie them up, or a cord and tie them up and organize them. That there's a bunch of different ways to solve the problem once you start thinking about that. The key is to get outside of the dual thinking, the dichotomy thinking, and into thinking outside the box. But as I said, once you've done that, you then have to choose a solution to your problem. And if you have 14 options, then you're not going to choose anything. And I can tell you, when I get hungry, the problem of procuring food for myself becomes very, very hard. We encounter this in my household all the time. If we decide we're going to go out for dinner on the rare occasions we eat out, which restaurant do we want to go to? And that even has choices. Do we want fish? Do we want hamburgers? Do we want German food? Do we want sushi? Do we want Italian food? There's five options right there, and I haven't even gotten to the Mexican or the Chinese or the Vietnamese or anything. Figuring out, we can become paralyzed for 5-10 minutes while we have this conversation, because the more choices you have, the harder it is to make a choice. And that's why, and the reason we don't get too paralyzed is because we narrow our focus. We use all of these different discussions to narrow our focus. What do we really want? And narrow it down to 3 of the 15 options we might be considering. And then out of that, we make a decision. Do we want fish, Italian, or Mexican? Fish? Okay. Now we have, like, I live in Florida, so we probably have 10 fish restaurants in my area. Let's narrow it down to 2 or 3 and then make a choice out of that. In order to make good decisions, you have to know what all your options are, and that requires you to think out the box. But once you've thought out of the box, you then need to focus your thinking to make a decision. And you can do that using the rule of threes in both directions, both to expand and to contract as needed with your thinking. This is what flexible thinking is about, and it'll help you solve your problems more effectively. I have several courses and books where I teach this technique. I have my Planning for Personal Success course. I have my Reality-Based Decision-Making for Effective Strategy Development. And I also talk about this in my book, The Humanist Approach to Happiness. You can find links to all of those at my website, humanistlearning.com. See you there.